This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. Let's talk to our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. And Nick, well, a very dramatic last few hours for global markets, a global sell-off gathering pace following today's non-farm payroll numbers. That's after we saw this morning in Asia, the Nikkei falling nearly 6%. That's one of its biggest ever drops. But what we saw later on in the day on your side of the pond, this very disappointing figure in terms of US jobs, which added only 114,000 in July, 175,000 was what was predicted. And it's going along with a narrative now that we might see a hard landing rather than a soft landing. And people are worried, and markets have reflected that today.
Yeah, Johnny, there's a different feeling in the room today. And, you know, it was so optimistic earlier this week on Wednesday. The stock market, the NASDAQ, was up 3% in a single day. That was one of the best days, if not the best day of the year for the NASDAQ, which preceded 2 days now of absolute carnage when we talk about the stock indices, which got absolutely crushed on this news. Because again, it's a different feel. And to summarize, and maybe you'll hear it in the antics of my voice if I say it two different times. Earlier in the week, we heard, ooh, we're going to get rate cuts. And now we hear, ooh, we're going to get rate cuts. Two different ways of saying the exact same expression. And I think that summarizes the whole feel of today. Today, we got jobs data that was, in a word, pretty horrendous. It was really, really a big miss. 175 down to 114. They revised the previous one from 206 down to 179. And unemployment rate went up to 4.3%, showing, you know, we're not at a super high unemployment rate, but that is a trend to the upside on the unemployment rate percentage, which has creeped higher for months now. But this was a big jump from the forecast of just a 4.1 modest unemployment rate. And so when we heard from Jerome Powell earlier this week, and he was talking about, you know, we think it is likely going to be appropriate to cut in September, the market priced out or expected, you know, a slight chance, a very slight, I think it was like 10% chance that we would see a 50 basis point rate cut in September. Well, oh my goodness, how one single huge data point like this can turn the tides, because now we're looking at, you know, a near 70%. Now, these numbers are all over the place today just because of the high volatility, but a 70% chance now that we see 50 basis point cut in September. That's a very different feel. And in past podcast episodes, listeners might have remembered when we discussed this, I pointed out that a 50 basis point cut in September feels more like, oh my gosh, things might be breaking. We don't want things to fall apart. We got to cut a little faster. That's very different than a very modest and slow interest rate cut of 25 basis points, followed by maybe one more in November and December. That's a different feel. And today, the possibilities of a quote unquote hard landing increasing is what has the market so spooked. We've got the dollar index trading at 103.3. Johnny, that's a like 4 or 5 month low for the dollar index. We've hit that 104 level. We've talked about that a lot on the podcast for the dollar index many times and been unable to break it to the downside. And, you know, I'll be completely honest. I thought that we would break it on the downside on good news, not on bad news, right? I thought we would see the dollar shoot lower off of the idea that, yes, we've got rate cuts, we can cheer, you know, the inflation story, which is no longer the story, by the way. Inflation is not the threat anymore. Now the threat is this economy going to be holding in there between now until we start to see rate cuts? Is it too little too late? Or is it, you know, we're going to see cuts and things could get saved? I also want to just offer one thought point on this too. A lot of people are getting really scared today about, you know, recession fears, which is a valid concern. But this also is just one print to remember. It's not necessarily saying, you know, this is the end, this is recession guaranteed. It is just a blemish for sure on the story, but it's not a certainty one way or the other. So markets, you know, really uncertain. VIX was up at 1.55% on the day, which is a crazy figure. So just a lot of volatility out there for sure.
And of course, that number in Japan, the Nikkei, that was partially down to those PMI numbers that you were talking about on yesterday's podcast, which initially spooked the markets. But we're in different territory now, aren't we? And that is reflected in markets as we speak. The Dow Jones down just over 2.25%, the NASDAQ north of 3%. And across Europe, it's around about 2 to 3%. Funnily enough, the FTSE 100 bearing best, actually, with a 1.5% fall at the close today. And even oil, despite the worries, the global worries about the situation in the Middle East between Iran and Israel, even oil is down around about 3% today. So that's obviously down to recession fears. You've got to ask the question, though, Nick. The US Fed, the Bank of England, both criticized for waiting too long to increase rates. Now the reverse is happening. What are we paying these guys for if they're getting it wrong every single time? Now people are saying they've waited too long. Do you think that's unfair on the officials?
Well, this morning, Johnny, I listened to somebody saying that they think that the Fed should have cut in July. And, you know, obviously that sounds like the right call now with today's numbers out. But at the time when I listened to that, I was like, I don't know. I mean, I think we're in the right direction. So it just goes to show how difficult this stuff is to try and predict with the economy. It is a living, breathing organism. It's very difficult to predict, even for the smartest people in the room. Clearly, you know, like you mentioned, we hire these guys, we put them in place to make the best possible decisions. And it is rare that they get it exactly right. That is why the theory of a soft landing is, you know, so beheld by, you know, investors. They love the idea of a soft landing, but a soft landing is very hard to pull off because usually to get inflation down, you got to break something in the process. And maybe that's why investors are a little bit worried right now. As you mentioned, oil being down, I think one thing to point out with oil being down so much, you know, the geopolitical tensions that are in the world are a big question mark, but slowing jobs data is not a question mark. That's now a known fact that, oh my goodness, we might have the labor market starting to really slide in the United States. And if that's happening, that could hurt global growth as a general story and maybe hurt demand for oil. So I do think that, you know, while there is certainly the possibility that over the weekend, something terrible happens, or, you know, there's always that possibility within markets that something, you know, horrendous happens and then suddenly the demand for oil shoots back up. But markets are looking at this and saying, well, there is a definite, you know, we have the data now that shows the economic slowdown is a little bit more real than people were thinking. So, you know, stocks down lower today, big time. Gold was down a lot, but has actually bounced back a little bit as well. I actually thought this was interesting, Johnny, as we pointed towards the increased possibility of a quote unquote hard landing, right? The labor data slowing more so than expected. That increases the possibility of a hard landing. I was surprised to see gold initially shot up. That made sense to me. It then shot down and has now swung back the other way. So maybe investors are looking at gold as a bit of a safe haven, but there's an interesting story. I know a lot of our audience loves to think about gold as well. So I'll say this about gold. On the outbreak of a recession, if you go back and look at 2020, gold actually sold off very hard, even though many people would think, oh, that's a safe haven to recession. Oftentimes, it is the one thing that does well initially. So people take it and they sell it so that they can raise cash or raise margin whenever you get these global margin concerns. And so with this kind of sell-off, we do see a little bit of turmoil come into gold as well. But if you look at 2020 specifically, there was a big drop following the recession, you know, outbreak fears. And then gold proceeded to rip much higher, much faster than the stock market even did. So it is something to keep an eye on. Gold may be very interesting in coming months if the probabilities for a hard landing, quote unquote, become a little bit more realistic. And again, unfortunately, with the data coming out today, that does seem to be a possibility. I want to go back to what I said earlier in the podcast. I don't think that this is like, oh, we are certainly going to go into a recession. But to ignore it completely and say there's no impact from this jobs data would also be naive. So a little bit for each side.
I think one plus in the jobs data is the fact that it shows that wage gains have also slowed. If you remember, we talked about it a few days ago, Republicans suggesting that lowering rates would actually help the Democrats. And presidential candidate Donald Trump said a pre-election rate cut is, quote unquote, something that they know they shouldn't be doing. Well, all bets are off with that now, isn't there? Because nobody's going to accuse the Fed of doing anything overtly political when we see these jobs numbers coming through.
Yeah, it's almost like if you helped a soft landing, that looks threatening. But if you're just trying to stop the bleeding on a you know slowdown, it doesn't look nearly as questionable. I think that, you know, to be completely honest, we talked about that earlier this week. Powell, we can only hope, will just do his job as he's supposed to. And, you know, let's hope that he is able to pull off some sort of soft landing. And they're keeping an eye on the data as everybody else is. And we'll see where that takes us. I do think that genuinely, I think that the Fed has enough on its plate to worry about without trying to weigh the, you know, policies of the elected officials, so on and so forth. I think that they really do have enough to think about with their rate cuts, especially with just a few months to go before the first rate cut expected, about a month and a half, really. The question is whether or not they're going to cut twice or 50 basis points or just 25 basis points. That's the real question here. And I think that probabilities really swinging towards 50 show you where the market is thinking. We are now threatening a little bit more of a recession feeling environment rather than just a soft and easy landing that we might have thought about a week ago.
Do you think there's a case here? I don't want to sound too dramatic, for an emergency rate cut from the Fed, because it does seem 6 weeks seems to be a long time before the next decision is concerned. I suppose you could say that there's no need to panic, right?
I don't think that an emergency rate cut is on the table. I mean, everything apparently with today's data, you know, things can really shock us all. But I don't think that that's a likely scenario, because if that happens, the Fed is aware that that looks like they've lost control. And that would probably evoke maybe more fear than they want to, right? If they can, they would prefer to do 25 basis points in September, because again, it looks the most non-threatening. But 50 basis points in September will have concerns of its own. And so, you know, an emergency rate cut before then, I don't think is very likely, because of all, you know, even if they think that, you know, it would be nice to go ahead and get one in with the data now in front of them, even if that was their thought, an emergency rate cut or a call that's outside of their normal schedule would look really probably scary to investors.
And so much could happen over the next few weeks as well. We already mentioned the Middle East. Let's hope things don't take a turn for the worst. But there are many people who are suggesting that some sort of war is imminent between Iran and Israel and Iran's proxies in Israel. And that could cause a real global shock if that were to happen. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Trader Nick in the USA, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a nice weekend.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.